London's Leicester Square has been totally taken over by all things Star Wars. The red carpet's been rolled out, and just across the way, the fans are here in their hordes, many of them brandishing their very own lightsabers in a sea of blue and red. Lots have dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, my name is Merich Zakai. I'm a Jedi today, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and tonight is the night where the coming is coming.
My name's Sasha. I've done Princess Leia's buns from the original film.
Was it easy?
No, it took a while. Lots of hairspray.
Can you tell me who you've come as today?
Yoda. Excited so much. Waited a long time for this, I have.
Anthony Daniels, you've been in every single one of the Star Wars films. How does this latest stack up for you?
Well, you can imagine that after all these years, to come back and have it be offered the gift of being in another one is absolutely magic. And to know that Harrison and Carrie and Mark were there as well, added to which we have Daisy and John and all the other newcomers who've really, I think, pushed the whole thing up a notch. So I'm really, really happy and genuinely excited to be back again.
Now, you're wearing a very special pin on your jacket there. Can you tell me a bit about it?
This is a gold Lego C-3PO, which my team, my technical team and dressers, who look after me like I'm their child, it's magic, they gave it to me. And I thought he should come tonight just as a little symbol. So David and Jonathan, if you're listening, I'll see you very soon on Oh, I can't say that. Oh, no.
Please do. What can we expect?
I don't give anything away. And it's quite difficult not to.
Kathleen Kennedy, you are the producer of this movie. How easy was it to get Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill back for this, the seventh instalment?
You know, it was easy because George Lucas asked them and said, how would you like to make new Star Wars movies? And he went immediately to Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher. And they were very excited about it. But it was extraordinary when we first saw Harrison Ford stepping in as Han Solo again with Chewie by his side and stepping into the Millennium Falcon. Everybody, I mean, the whole set got completely quiet.
Were you nervous going ahead, knowing how much people love this film, having a new director? How did you approach it?
You know, I think the main thing was when we first started developing the story, JJ asked all of us, what do we want to feel? And that was where we started. We all started to talk about what it felt like when we first saw these movies, and that's what we wanted to return to.
What would the 10-year-old Simon Pegg make of all of this, being in Star Wars, being here tonight?
I'm sure he'd faint. I grew up loving these movies, and to be part of them now is, I can't overstate how wonderful it is and what an honor it is, you know. I was in love with Carrie as a kid, so to get to give her a hug was extraordinary.
You're totally unrecognisable. That must have taken, in the film, that must have taken forever in makeup.
It only took about 2.5 hours, actually. It was a brilliant, brilliant makeup, and I scared Carrie Fisher's dog to death, almost, with my gigantic fat suit. It was very hot. In Abu Dhabi, I would pour the sweat out of my big hands. It was disgusting, but worth it. Every time I overheated, I'd say, it's okay, it's Star Wars, it's Star Wars.
Making her way up in the most stunning dress is Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey, a scavenger who never looks this glamorous in the film, but is at its very heart a very brave young woman with echoes of Princess Leia. Daisy, you're going to inspire a whole new generation of little girls, just like Carrie Fisher did with, of course, Princess Leia. How does that feel with your character?
It feels very exciting. I'm so excited for people to be able to watch it this week.
London stand-up, ladies and gentlemen, John Boyega!
You might not know the name now, but you soon will. He plays Finn, a former stormtrooper who turns his back on the dark side. What does it mean as a London boy to be back here for the European premiere?
Oh, this is surreal to me right now, to be back in London. This is where I grew up, and so I feel very happy. I did feel the enormity of the project, and it was so crazy to be a part of this opportunity. But you know what? Now it feels real. It's real.
They're quite some names. Harrison Ford, yeah. Carrie Fisher. Were you starstruck when you met them?
Oh, it was fun. It was really, really fun. Really fun experience. They're great. They're fantastic, and they're great co-workers, and I'm so happy to be here.
Harrison Ford is making his way down the line, and the fans are going crazy. They're all shouting. Persuading to come back to be in the Star Wars franchise?
It didn't take that many persuasion, just took a good script and a good director. Delighted to be involved.
Harrison, what was it like to be back with Mark and Carrie?
Great fun to see them again and pick up the story where we left it 36 years ago. There's a lot of story that to be told. A lot of very emotional relationships that are described in the telling of the story that really make it interesting.
So, London, we have one more surprise for you. How about we just take it away?
They have just turned Nelson's column into a lightsaber.
Have a great night, everyone, and may the force